It was a foreign attack on the U.S. mainland, yet few have heard the story of Japan's balloon bombs and the deaths they caused in South Central Oregon. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
During the last 2 months of 1944 and continuing into 1945, Japan launched over 9,000 balloon bombs, devices that floated on the jet stream winds to drop incendiary bombs on the U.S.
They had high school girls that made the paper that they made the balloons out of. They'd take them out of their school and put them in the factories, and that's where they did. They just stayed there and worked.
Cora Connor was 16 years old and working the switchboard in Bly, Oregon on May 5, 1945. Five students and a pastor's wife were killed when they came in contact with one of the bombs while on a picnic. The military rushed into Bly to use Connor's switchboard.
I wasn't allowed to speak to anyone about what had happened. Military did not want the word to get out. The people in town, because of all the military activity coming and going, knew, and their children didn't come home, they knew something had happened, and they knew that I knew it.
Angry townspeople soon gathered in front of the office, threatening Connor, even shaking their fists at the girl, demanding to have answers.
They didn't want the Japanese to know that they had been successful, but they did not want the word out.
About 1,000 of the bombs were believed to have reached the U.S. Some landed as far east as Iowa and Michigan. One was found in Alaska as late as 1955.
To our little town, I think there were 600 or 700 people lived right in our little town. It was just as bad as 9-1-1 in New York.
Today, few Americans have heard of the balloon bombs and the deaths in Oregon. However, Connor's story is one that shares the deadly impact of the war right here on American soil. Traveling the countryside in Klamath Falls, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCrae.